What was I talking about before? Oh, yeah, the Bible. That's what I was talking about. It's all themed, lads. It's all very delicately themed, but it is. It's about rules and laws and stuff like that and how I don't do them, right? And bizarrely, the Irish don't do authority and we don't do laws, but we kind of got stuck on the Bible a bit. And as I said, not a religious man, but when I say religion, Irish people are very religious in one way, or where anyway. Very ignorant about the world, religions of the world. Ridiculously bad when it comes to all the world. We have no real clue, right? I used to do a routine years ago about the millennium bug and about how different religions in the world had different calendars. Like in the Muslim faith, it's about the year 1470. 1480 at this stage, and in the Jewish faith is about the year 5700. Any Jewish people here tonight? Can you tell me what year it is? Can you? No? Okay. You went on quite a little journey there, didn't you? Hooray! No! Okay, you're not up for a rabbi just yet, but I'm glad you're taking part anyway. It's about the year 5700. That's not the weirdest answer. I was in Cork in the south of Ireland. Good to have you here, lads. I wouldn't cheer. You don't come out of this one well. Right, so... Cork, fantastic part of the world, but there was one woman misrepresented you hideously, lads, and the like. I said, anyone Jewish here? Someone goes, I'm Jewish. I said, are you Jewish? She goes, I am. I said, and what year is it now in the Jewish calendar? And she goes, I wasn't expecting questions, to be honest. And then turned to her presumably Gentile friend and had a bit of a natter. And then came back with the single finest answer I have ever heard from a member of an audience. Where without any shame at all, she just went, yeah, it's the Jewish year of the rat. Incredible piece of ignorance. To take these two great world cultures and slam them together. Those crazy kung fu Jews, am I? With their rice and their noodles. And the fireworks, oy vey! So no, we had all of the other stuff. We had all the kind of Catholicism and then all that kind of stuff. And even that gets on my nerves at this stage because I'm not a man for texts and holding to texts really strictly, like laws and rules and regulations. And the Bible thing in particular, for God's sake, we've moved on, right? If you're a religious person, fine, go for that, whatever you're into. But at least in this part of the world, we don't take it literally. There's nobody like there is in America going, no, Genesis is a historical fact. And you're going, for God's sake, Genesis was just a load of fairy stories to get the kids to go to bed on a donkey ride to Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, right? Stop taking it literally. It's only the Bible. It's not gospel. Not every word in it is supposed to be true, right? For God's sake. Like, and people give out about evolution, right? This wonderful thing that we invented and we came up with this fantastic theory to explain incredibly complex things. And people go, no, it's not in the book. It can't be right. How could, and they, on their little arguments, creationist arguments like, how could the eye just have evolved? It must be a gift from God. And you're going, no, you're not getting the point. The whole point of evolution is that random things just happened and the useful ones hung around, right? Basically, there were loads of blind monkeys. And then one day, a one-eyed monkey wandered into the middle of it all and rode everything left, right and centre. And he was king of the monkeys until Mr. Feckin' Two Eyes sashayed into the clearing. It's a wonder I'm not invited to more churches in Alabama to hear that speech. But just to press it, people go, no, God made, poof, poof, there you go, God made us exactly as we are, right? No, of course he didn't, for God's sake. Three arguments against that. A, have a look at yourself. If you truly think you were created by God, get out of the shower in the morning and look at yourself for a while in the mirror. This is the same guy, apparently, who made mountaintops and sunsets. What kind of off day exactly was he having when he threw you together? Argument two, if we were truly created by God, then why do we still occasionally bite the insides of our own mouths? Have you ever felt less divine than when you suddenly go, ah, I seem to have bitten my thumb on the inside of my mouth. I seem to have chewed at my cheek there. I seem to have forgotten where my lips were. I was so eager to eat that plate of pasta, I've eaten through my own face. Argument C against a divine creator, the appendix. Why would he put it in you when it does nothing except randomly kill you for no good reason? Just sit there doing nothing and then fall apart and kill him. Kill him now! Scott, do you still have your appendix here? You do indeed, because a good RAF man always holds on to his appendix. Who knows the day you might fall behind enemy lines and have to eat grass for a while. This is an evil creature, the appendix. And then they bring you to hospital, and then you get out of hospital, and you've got to spend a month being approached by idiots, well-meaning fools, coming up going, Jesus, I heard you're in hospital. How's your appendix? And you go, I don't know. They took it out. We haven't kept in touch. For all I know, it's driving around the country in a van, solving mysteries at the moment. And then, my favourite of all, are there any nurses in the room tonight?
Yes.
Okay, Granny. Check with the nurses here. Do you ever, on the street, after people have been in the hospital, walk up to them when they're perfectly healthy and go, Jesus, you won't remember me. Last time I saw you was lying down, unconscious, painted yellow. Do you ever do that? Do you? Good. Because it creeps us out. 3 years after my appendix operation, a nurse comes up to me in a bar and goes, ah, how are you? I was in the theatre when they took out your appendix. Which is like a really icky way to start a conversation. And I went, ugh, right? But to continue the chat, I went, apparently, says I, they got it out just in time. And she leans in and goes, I know. It came apart in our hands. And you go, ugh, that's horrible. And B, it makes it sound like you took it out and then threw it to each other as a game. No, you take it, no, you take it, no, you, oh, no, it's come apart in my hand. And then you start wondering about all the other things she might remember from that day. And frankly, yes, you do go, ah, no, she's seen my cock. And they keep those operating theatres very cold. I wasn't looking my best that day. I didn't expect to be judged on it years later. Oh, thank you very much. I would have fluffed myself up if I thought that was going to be the question. I would have flared like a peacock, made a bit of a show of myself.